This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Okay, the latest liberal lunacy comes out of Baltimore, where shop owners are being told that it will be illegal to use bulletproof glass. Because apparently, according to the left, the bureaucrats in Baltimore, a city run by delusional, insane leftists, which is almost redundant at this point, they are telling shop owners that if you use bulletproof glass, that's demeaning to the public. It's looking down on people. Never did it occur to these people that the reason shop owners are using bulletproof glass is because members of the public keep shooting at them and killing them. Because Baltimore is a collapsing liberal nest of lunacy and lawlessness, another gun control city where the guns are in the hands of the criminals who are running around shooting innocent people. Now the innocent people, they're denied the right to have a gun for self-defense, so they're putting up bulletproof glass. And now the city is telling them, well, we're going to make that a criminal offense. You can't use bulletproof glass. Well, gee, what's the philosophy here of the left, that every honest, law-abiding shop owner should be shootable? Is that the new philosophy of the left, that you have to be shootable because to defend yourself against a bunch of radical, low-life, scumbag gangbangers is now, what, racist or intolerant or something? So I guess to be tolerant, you have to just make sure that you can be shot. So bleeding out now on the streets of Baltimore is a new form of tolerance, according to the left. That's the insanity that this has come to. This is just yet another example of the delusion of the left and what happens when these delusional leftists get a hold of a city, a state, or a nation. They make the dumbest decisions, and they put government in a position where the government can tell you what you can do and what you can't do and what you should do and what you get rewarded for doing and what you get penalized for doing, which rips away common sense from everyday people who are just trying to run a little business and not get blown away by gangbangers who are, of course, running loose across the city. Because gun control laws don't take guns out of the hands of criminals by definition. If you're a criminal, you don't follow the law, including gun control laws, so you're not going to turn in your guns. But this logic escapes the left. They've become so insane. The word stupid doesn't even begin to describe them. They are pathologically retarded to say to people that, oh, you can't have bulletproof glass. Where is that coming from? What if you're driving a bulletproof car around, as I guess some wealthy people do, or diplomats or executives or whatever? Are they going to outlaw bulletproof cars too? So if President Trump drives through Baltimore with his, you know, a long train of Secret Service vehicles, are they going to say that President Trump can't have bulletproof glass either, that he needs to be shootable? Because otherwise it's demeaning and arrogant to the people of Baltimore, not just everyday people, but the low-life scum criminal element of Baltimore, which is also living in every major inner city across America too. There's a criminal low-life scum contingent everywhere, in every country too, not just America. But is the new cry bully slogan is, you must be shootable, because if you defend yourself, that's racism. So you can't have a bulletproof vest either. You can't have a ballistic vest. So what about cops? You know, because there's a war on cops in Baltimore and other cities like Ferguson, Missouri. If you're a cop and you wear a ballistic vest, is that now racism? What, you have to remove all your ballistic vest material so that you are sufficiently shootable by the gangsters in Baltimore or East LA or downtown Detroit or Chicago, for that matter? You have to be shootable to be acceptable to the radical left bureaucracy, which has turned into just a bunch of lunatics. These people are truly, I don't want to use the word dumbest, because dumb is used out of context. You know, it's can actually be an impairment of someone. So dumb is not the right word. It's they are maybe, again, pathologically stupid is the correct term for that. What individual in a position of government power would say to the public, you can't defend yourself against gunshots with bulletproof materials? That's insane. What are they going to say next? You can't put bars over the window of your home or business because, well, that might cause looters and thieves to hurt themselves and sprain their wrists when they're trying to remove the bars. So now your discrimination is against looters and whoever these people are. You're discriminating against thieves and scumbags. So you can't have bars on the windows. How about this? You can't lock your car doors either. If you drive through Baltimore, you can't lock your car doors because locking your doors is a racist move. Only racists lock doors. You know that, right? You've seen that in movies. They're racist. White people driving through a black neighborhood and all of a sudden they lock their doors. Racism! It's racism! So you can't lock your doors. You can't wear a ballistic vest. You can't have bulletproof glass. You can't carry a gun for self-defense, even if you're trained in self-defense. Welcome to the new Baltimore, the liberal, libtard, death utopia. The murder bubble of the left is now Baltimore, which is no surprise, and that's the way they want to make the whole country. They want the whole country to be the murder capital of the world, to make sure that we don't offend people who might want to murder us, because that would be insensitive, that would be intolerant, that would be non-inclusive. So you have to tolerate the people trying to murder you to be inclusive. This is the new left. No wonder people are just rejecting progressivism and leftism. I've even heard from friends who are progressives, and they're embarrassed now about being progressives. It used to be sort of a badge of honor. It's like, yeah, we're progressive, you know, we recognize gay marriage and we are, you know, moving society forward. Now they're totally embarrassed because they realize that their movement is criminalizing bulletproof glass and turning leftists into radical, violent cry bullies who are calling for the murder of whites and genocide against Caucasians. This is the new left, which is really the new Nazis of society. And it's just embarrassing to be a progressive today. It's embarrassing because your friends are lunatics, but you have to go along with them to fit in. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to be part of their group. So anyway, word of advice, if you have a business in Baltimore, move out of Baltimore. Go somewhere where insanity is not the rule, because Baltimore is basically a collapsed city at this point, as is Chicago and Detroit and many other cities. So it's going to be a nightmare as these cities run out of money, their infrastructure collapses, law enforcement quit their jobs or get fired or laid off. You don't have enough cops. The gangbangers are running roughshod over society, criminalizing bulletproof glass. You can't have a gun. You're basically screwed. You must get shot in the name of tolerance. That's Baltimore. That's the new left. So check out more websites on this. I've got a new website called leftcult.com, which is pretty interesting. Leftcult.com. It just sort of summarizes all of this insanity. So it's a pretty fun site. Be safe, everybody. Don't go to Baltimore. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacture, and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.